Welcome to the 575 Deep Dive podcast, where AI meets business management. I'm Joe Luna, and every week, your favorite AI hosts dive into the tools, strategies, and stories that help content creators and small business owners thrive in the digital age. So whether you're looking to grow your online presence, monetize your passions, or connect with your audience, this is the place to be. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to take your business to the next level with a little creativity and a whole lot of innovation. This is the 575 Deep Dive Podcast. Let's get started.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this deep dive all about web scraping.
Yeah.
We're going to be uncovering how this powerful tool can be used for small business growth, particularly on a budget.
Especially on a budget.
Yeah. And we'll be taking a look at this article called Affordable Web Scraping for Small Business Growth, written by Joe Luna.
Okay.
He's the founder of a company called 575.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's journey is a really cool example of how web scraping can be a real game changer.
Right.
Even if you're not a tech whiz or swimming in cash.
Exactly. Joe's story really highlights how accessible web scraping has become for businesses of all sizes.
Okay, so let's start with the basics.
Yeah.
What exactly is web scraping, and how can it help someone running their own business?
Well, imagine being able to instantly gather information from hundreds of websites without ever having to click a single button.
Wow.
It's like having a digital assistant that can automatically pull data from any corner of the internet. That's the essence of web scraping.
Oh, that sounds incredibly useful.
Mm.
Can you give an example of how this digital assistant idea would work in a real business setting?
Absolutely. Let's say you're running an online store and you want to keep a close eye on your competitors' pricing. Instead of spending hours each day manually checking their websites, you could use a web scraper to automatically pull their prices into a spreadsheet.
Okay.
This would give you a real-time view of the market and help you make informed decisions about your own pricing strategy.
Wow, that's a huge time saver. And Joe's story shows just how powerful this can be. He was able to track competitor pricing and stay ahead of market trends, which really boosted his business.
Exactly. And it's not just about pricing.
Right.
Web scraping can also be used to generate leads, find new suppliers, monitor industry news, and even analyze customer sentiment.
Oh, wow.
The possibilities are really endless.
Now let's dive into the affordable part. In his article, Joe mentions a tool called DeepSeek V3. It's interesting because it was initially marketed as a more budget-friendly alternative to ChatGPT, but it turns out to be a whiz at coding and data extraction. Perfect for web scraping.
That's right. DeepSeek V3 uses a token-based system.
Okay.
Meaning you only pay for the processing power you actually use.
Interesting.
It's a much more cost-effective solution compared to those traditional web scraping services that lock you into expensive monthly subscriptions.
That makes a lot of sense, especially for a small business owner who wants to keep costs down. So DeepSeek V3 is a potential solution, but Joe also talks about combining it with another tool called Lovable AI. What's so special about this combo?
Lovable AI is a no-code web scraping tool, meaning you can use it to create scraping workflows without writing a single line of code.
Wow.
When you combine DeepSeek V3's affordability with Lovable AI's ease of use, you have a really powerful solution that's accessible to anyone, even if they don't have a technical background.
That's great news for those of us who aren't coding experts. But it's easy to get caught up in the tech side of things. Can you break down some real-world examples of what someone could actually do with web scraping?
There are so many applications.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a real estate agent.
Yeah.
You could use web scraping to automatically pull listings from different websites, saving you hours of manual searching. Or if you're a marketing consultant, you could use it to track mentions of your clients' brands across social media and news sites,
mm-hmm.
getting a much better understanding of their online presence.
Those are great examples. It's clear that web scraping can be a valuable tool for pretty much any industry.
Absolutely. And as we dig deeper, you'll see just how versatile this technology can be.
So we've got the what and the why of web scraping covered.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there can be some challenges and concerns that come with this territory. Joe even mentioned some of these in his article. So before we get too excited about all the possibilities, let's explore some of the potential hurdles.
You're right. We need to talk about the responsible way to approach web scraping and make sure we're doing things ethically and within the boundaries of what's allowed.
Exactly. No one wants to end up in hot water.
So
where should we start?
A great place to start is with a website's robots.txt file. Think of it as a set of rules that tells web crawlers and scrapers which parts of the site they're allowed to access.
So it's like checking the house rules before you enter.
Exactly. It's about being respectful of the website owner's wishes and making sure you're not accessing any sensitive information.
That makes sense. It's all about playing by the rules.
Yeah.
Now, besides checking the robots.txt file, what other things should we keep in mind when it comes to ethical scraping?
Scraping at a reasonable pace is crucial. Imagine 100 people all trying to enter a store at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It would cause chaos, right?
Yeah.
The same thing can happen if your scraper bombards a website with too many requests too quickly. It can overload their servers and potentially disrupt their service for other users.
Okay, so pacing ourselves is important. It's like being mindful of not hogging all the bandwidth. Any other tips for making sure we're scraping responsibly?
If you're planning to scrape a large amount of data, it's always a good idea to reach out to the website owner and let them know what you're doing. Transparency goes a long way in building trust and ensuring everyone is comfortable with the process.
That's a good point. It never hurts to ask, especially if you're dealing with sensitive data. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about the technical side of things. I've heard that web scraping can be tricky because websites are constantly changing their layout and structure. How do you deal with that?
You're right. Websites are dynamic. They're always evolving. That's where learning to use tools like XPath or CSS selectors comes in handy. These tools help you target very specific elements on a web page, even if the overall layout changes.
So it's like having a more precise way of telling your scraper where to look for the data you need.
Exactly. Think of it as giving your scraper a set of detailed instructions on how to navigate the website and extract the exact information you're looking for.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got the ethical considerations covered and we've touched on some of the technical challenges. But even with affordable tools like DeepSeek V3, I imagine there are still ways to optimize your scraping and keep those costs down.
Absolutely. One key thing is to be mindful of your token usage in DeepSeek V3. Since you're paying for the processing power you use, it's important to avoid making unnecessary requests. Think of those tokens like currency. You want to spend them wisely and avoid any wasted expenses.
That's a great analogy. So it's like budgeting for your web scraping activities. Any other smart strategies for keeping those token costs down?
Caching is a powerful technique. It basically means storing a copy of the data you've already scraped so you don't have to scrape the same pages over and over again.
Ah, so it's like remembering what you've already learned so you don't have to go back and reread the entire textbook every time.
That's a good way to put it. And another tip is to schedule your scraping jobs strategically. If you can try to run them during off-peak hours when there's less traffic on the website, this can help avoid rate limits and potential slowdowns, which can ultimately save you tokens.
Those are some great tips. I'm really starting to see how someone could set up a pretty efficient and cost-effective web scraping operation. Now, for those of us who are curious about the technical side, I wonder if we could take a quick peek under the hood, so to speak. What does it actually look like to set up DeepSeek V3?
Sure, it's actually much easier than you might think. The first step is to create an account on DeepSeek's website and generate an API key.
Okay, so that's the first step. But what exactly is an API key? What does it do?
Think of an API key as a unique identifier that gives you access to a particular service or application. It's like a digital key that unlocks the door to DeepSeek's capabilities. Once you have your API key, you can start integrating DeepSeek V3 with other tools like the Lovable AI we mentioned earlier, or you can use Python to have more granular control over the scraping process.
So there's a path for those who prefer the no-code approach, and a path for those who like to get their hands dirty with some coding.
Exactly. Joe actually included a simple Python script in his article as an example of how to fetch and parse web data. It's a great starting point for anyone who wants to explore the more hands-on approach to web scraping.
That's awesome. Having that script as a reference point is really helpful.
Yeah.
So we've covered the setup, the ethical considerations, the technical challenges, and even some optimization tips. I feel like we've really unpacked a lot here. But before we wrap up, I'm wondering if there are any limitations to web scraping. Are there things it just can't do?
That's a great question. While web scraping can be incredibly powerful and versatile, it's not a magic solution for every data gathering need. One thing to keep in mind is that web scraping relies heavily on the structure and content of websites. If a website is poorly designed or frequently changes its layout, scraping can become much more challenging and might require more advanced techniques.
So it's not completely foolproof. There are situations where it might not be the best tool for the job.
Right. And it's important to remember that while tools like DeepSeek V3 and Lovable AI make web scraping much more accessible, there is still a learning curve involved. You'll need to invest some time in understanding how these tools work and how to use them effectively.
So it's not a completely hands-off solution. You still need to be prepared to troubleshoot and adapt.
Exactly. And another limitation is that some websites actively try to prevent scraping. They might have security measures in place to block scrapers, or they might make it difficult to access the data you're looking for.
So it's a bit of a cat and mouse game sometimes?
You could say that. It's an ongoing evolution as website owners try to protect their data and scrapers try to find creative ways to access it.
That makes sense, a dynamic landscape. And finally, I think it's important to emphasize that while web scraping can gather vast amounts of data, it's really just the starting point. Mm-hmm. You still need to analyze and interpret that data to extract meaningful insights and make informed decisions for your business.
You're absolutely right. It's not about simply collecting data for data's sake. It's about using that data to gain a competitive edge, understand your market better, and ultimately grow your business.
I love that perspective. Web scraping is a tool for discovery and growth. Yeah. It's like having a powerful lens that allows you to see the world in a whole new way.
Exactly. It's a way to unlock hidden insights and potential that might have otherwise gone unnoticed.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive. I feel like we've covered so much ground, from the technical aspects and ethical considerations to the practical applications and potential limitations of web scraping. I'm sure our listener is buzzing with ideas about how they can start putting all of this knowledge into practice. But before we wrap up, I'm wondering if there's anything else we should leave them pondering.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, we've talked about the technical nuts and bolts, the ethical guidelines, and the practical ways web scraping can be used. But what really gets me excited is how this technology is shaking things up in the business world.
It's like we're entering a new era of data accessibility.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
In the past, only big companies with deep pockets could afford to gather and analyze this kind of information. But now, with tools like DeepSeek V3 and Lovable AI,
right?
Even the smallest businesses can tap into the power of data.
It's a real game changer. It levels the playing field and gives everyone a chance to compete.
I love that. It's like the doors have been flung open and all this valuable information is now within reach.
And the implications are huge. Imagine a world where small businesses can make data-driven decisions just like the big players. They can identify new opportunities, understand their customers better, and tailor their products and services in ways they never could before.
It's so empowering. It's like giving small businesses a secret weapon.
And the best part is this is just the beginning. As web scraping technology continues to evolve, we can expect even more innovative applications and possibilities to emerge.
It's an exciting time to be an entrepreneur. I'm so curious to see what our listener will do with all this newfound knowledge. What would you say is the most important question they should be asking themselves right now?
I think the most important question is this: what data do you need to take your business to the next level?
That's a great question. It really gets to the heart of why web scraping is so powerful. It's not just about gathering data for data's sake. It's about finding the specific information that can unlock growth, innovation, and success.
And once you know what data you need, web scraping can help you get it.
It's like having a key that unlocks a treasure chest of insights.
So I encourage our listener to think big, be creative, and explore the incredible possibilities that web scraping has to offer.
It's been an absolute pleasure diving into this topic with you. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface, but hopefully we've given our listener a solid foundation to start building their own web scraping journey.
I agree. It's been a fascinating exploration. And remember, the world of data is vast and ever-changing, so never stop learning and exploring.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of web scraping. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.